This segment is all about Julian Assange's The Family Cult and its ties to intelligence. The first boy you see running up right there is Julian Assange. Julian said if there was one thing that he could equate his life with, it was the Sharashka. And that may have gone over a lot of people's heads. Maybe they didn't catch it or disregarded it, but it is so important when you're referring to his childhood because this is how he described his childhood. All right, so the Sharashka was an experimental design bureau, an informal name for a secret research and development laboratories operating from 1930 to 1950s with the Soviet Gulag labor camp system. The scientists and engineers at a Sharashka were prisoners picked from various camps and prisons and assigned to work on scientific and technological problems for the state. That's what he said his life was. Let's look deeper. In the first circle, the novel depicts the lives of the occupants of a Sharashka, a research and development bureau made of Gulag inmates located in the Moscow suburbs. This novel is highly autobiographical. Many of the prisoners are technicians or academics who have been arrested. Unlike inhabitants of other Gulag labor camps, the Sharashka were adequately fed and enjoyed good working conditions. However, if they found disfavor with the authorities, they could be instantly shipped to Siberia. So in Julian Assange's The Family Cult, where he admits he was, raised and his fake mom, Christine Ann Assange, was part of that cult. And they were stealing, raping children, drugging them, telling the children they were Jesus, burning them, starving them, beating them. And when the kids tried to console themselves by, say, rocking, for example, they would hit them and tell them they can't rock themselves for comfort. But Julian was part of that. And his mom, or a fake mom, see, there's no photos of Christine Ann Assange with boy Julian before he was age 39. Just like no photo in the world exists of John Shipton with Assange. No photo exists of Christine with Julian. We'll show you that at the end. A photo where everybody thought it was Christine with baby Julian, but it wasn't. It was because there's another photo with Julian with that same little boy. But let's keep talking about the cult. So the children were rescued in 1987, police raid, and the cult was disbanded. Julian was 16 years old at that time. So Anne Hamilton Byrne died. She was one of the leaders of the cult, but she was never prosecuted for it. And as a matter of fact, she was hiding out in the United States. And then when she sh was shipped back, she died in a Freemason hospital. Of course, Freemasonry came from City of London Corporation, which is sovereign, the financial capital of the world, with 50 trillion in offshores run by Rothschild Intelligence. That's Murdoch's partner. That's what this whole Assange CIA, story is about. But let's keep going. Anne Hamilton Byrne, the leader of the cult, or one of the leaders, had other ties to RAAF intelligence, that's Royal Australian Air Force Intelligence, having been raised on an RAAF base and marrying an RAAF lieutenant. Australian military children were commonly recruited into MK Ultra. Hamilton Byrne married RAAF intelligence officer Lionel Harris, who she said was killed by a KGB officer in 1955 while working for ASIS. Another RAAF connection was psychiatrist Lance Howard Whitaker, the family cult's principal MK Ultra doctor. Whitaker was an RAAF wing commander during the cult's heyday. So when you think about the family cult, you've got to begin to think of Royal Australian Air Force intelligence, for one, okay? During the 1960s and 70s, family cult member Marion Villemec owned New Haven Psychiatric Hospital. I'll show you pictures of that coming up in Q, a private facility staffed exclusively by the family cult members and associated MK Ultra doctors. At New Haven, Whitaker conducted mind control research with Ronald Conway. Remember that name, RAAF Freemason and pedophile, and LSD studies with MK Ultra psychiatrist John McKay. The family used New Haven to recruit cult members from its patients and administer LSD to cult members. In the late 1960s, an early cult recruit was given LSD, ECT, plus two lobotomies. In 1992, New Haven closed after an inquest was ordered into the 1975 death of a deep sleep therapy patient. Her real family before the family. Okay, so who was Anne Hamilton Byrne before she was the family cult? She was Royal Australian Air Force Intelligence. By 1941, age 20, Anne married her first husband, Lionel Harris. He joined the army and soon after was posted interstate, went AWOL for nearly 8 months, and was arrested by military police after being found with his wife back in Victoria. He served another year before he was discharged on compassionate grounds. Excuse me. The Bathurst newspaper reported that Lionel Harris, a car salesman who was on his way back to Sydney to pick up a baby boy that he wanted to adopt, with Anne from Barnardo Homes, was killed at 33 when two cars collided at an intersection. Remember, somebody else said it was KGB. He left behind Anne's only daughter, Judith, who would later change her name to Natasha. Anne would claim that she had many more children in the late 60s through 76, which would have made her 55, and even after she had a hysterectomy. Okay, so we're still understanding this is Royal Australian Air Force intelligence. In the few months that followed, we learned a great deal more about Anne. Okay, she was, at the time we met her, a yoga teacher in the city and in Geelong. Her husband, Don, had been an Air Force officer in the intelligence division and had been killed some years before in a car accident, quote unquote. So look into Royal Australian Air Force Intelligence, because that's who ran the family cult. Introducing two names to you, Latham and Casey. Latham owned the Assange occult land and hung with Casey, who was nursed by the cult, ran Australian Secret Intelligence Service, and was ambassador to the United States. Latham and Casey. Remember those names. A little more information about Assange here as a child in the cult. When Julian was 8 or 9 years old, Christine and Brett Assange separated and then divorced. So the story goes, right? His mother now formed a relationship with Keith Hamilton, with whom she had another child, a boy. Julian described Hamilton as a manipulative and violent psychopath. He was a member of Anne Hamilton Byrne's cult. And they said that they tried to get away, but they were moles in the government. So Assange is basically saying that the cult that his mom was a part of and that he lived with was tied to the government. They say that he was homeschooled and independently educated by professors. They said he went to tons of different schools, but excuse me, that was actually a cover for CIA MK Ultra, the Gifted Child program. We'll talk more about that as well. All right, so we talked about Ronald Conway, who was Vatican's prominent Catholic psychologist priest. And he was training priests for 30 years, and gave children LSD and raped them in the family cult's New Haven hospital. So Ronald Conway, training Catholic priest and drugging and raping children, tied to the Vatican. So yeah, the cult, the family cult, isn't just tied to CIA and Royal Australian Air Force intelligence, but it's also tied to the Vatican. And now the only legal address Julian Assange has is a PO box at University of Melbourne, where the family cult leader has a wing named after him. His name is Reynard Johnson, another new name. But you listen or you study, maybe these names are all familiar to you already. If not, they will become familiar to you. Now remember, the land was bought from Australia Intelligence, Sir John Latham and Lord Baron Richard Casey were both nursed by the cult. I mentioned Ronald Conway. He was the priest who was drugging the kids at the family cult's New Haven Hospital in Melbourne, Australia. Ronald Conway. But he was training the priests for 30 years. Now, if you look here, he was also Royal Australian Air Force Intelligence. So here's a picture of New Haven Psychiatric Hospital during the late 60s and all of the 70s. New Haven Private Psychiatric Hospital in Melbourne was owned by the family cult members, Marianne Villamec. Many of the hospital staff were also members of the family cult. Here we'll talk about Anne Hamilton Burns' partner, Reynard Johnson. He was University of Melbourne. He had a whole wing named after him at the University of Melbourne. And remember, that's where Julian Assange's only legal address is, University of Melbourne. But this guy, Reynard Johnson, he actually came from City of London, City London Corporation. We keep telling you about Rothschild Intelligence. And so before his involvement with the family cult, he was with the Society for Psychical Research. And we tied that to Rothschild through Balfour, because Balfour was involved with that same Society for Psychical Research in London. Balfour, as in Rothschild and the Balfour Declaration. Pull a lot of information together here, but just hang on and we're going to walk through this whole story together, okay? In October 1991, the Australian Federal Police raided Assange's home. They found Assange in a state of near mental collapse. His young wife had left him, taking their son Daniel. Of course, there's no proof of the wife and no proof of Daniel. Assange entered a psychiatric ward at that time when he was a kid. But it wasn't the first time he was in a psych ward, and I'll show you. So Assange writes of meeting Anthony, a country kid he had known since they were both 14, at a mental health center in East Ringwood. Here, Assange is admitting he checked himself in and out of a psych ward. Now, here's Assange's adoptive dad's, Gavin McFadden's adoptive dad, who was chief of the Army Medical School in Washington, D.C. So you have Assange being born in Townsville, which was a CIA MKUltra hospital. I'll show you more about that later. In the family cult, which is Royal Australian Air Force Intelligence, raised in the Gifted Child Program, which is CIA. I'll show you more about that later. Without a dad, and the guy who says he's his dad is John Shipton, who got WikiLeaks from CIA Chief Nicholas Natasios and is not Assange's dad. And then you have Assange's adoptive father, Gavin McFadden, Center for Constitutional, oh, sorry, Center for Investigative Journalism. It's all Soros. But you have him, Gavin, who was from Colorado. And Gavin's adoptive father was Chief Army Medical School in Washington, D.C., and his strength was in human experiments. Let's keep going. All right, this came from an FBI file. It's talking about Gavin's dad and said he was his latest employment was the director of experimental programs of medical education. So he's U.S. Army and then director of experimental program of medical education. And then you look a little further and it talks about Gavin's application. And they said, "Have you ever received psychiatric therapy?" And Gavin answered, "Yes, undergoing psychotherapy with Dr. Sherman Feinstein in Chicago." So let's look at who Feinstein is, because we know Gavin's dad is U.S. Army, and now let's look at, this psychotherapy that Gavin was having. Okay, so he earned his medical degree from Chicago Medical School in 1949, did his residency in Neuropsychiatric Institute at the University of Michigan. After serving in the Army, he was a fellow at the Institute for Juvenile Research in Chicago. Now, that's Dr. Feinstein. That's the guy who was, working with Julian Assange's adoptive father, Gavin, whose dad was U.S. Army. Experimental research, medical programs. And Feinstein, who was, the psychotherapist for Gavin, he was also U.S. Army. So Assange's adoptive father, Gavin McFadden, came from Colorado, U.S. Army. And when the FBI wanted to research him, the CIA stopped it. See, because Gavin gave Bernie Sanders his start, and he was involved in, riots and stuff. But in 1963, the records of the Security Section, Intelligence Division, Bureau of Inspection, sorry, Inspectional Services, Chicago Police Department were reviewed. And they said that this file is confidential because it contains information from confidential sources, the unauthorized disclosure of which could adversely affect the security of the United States. So even the FBI couldn't investigate him. CIA said no, because Gavin was CIA. Here we'll talk about Townsville General Hospital, where Julian Assange was born, and it was busted as CIA MKUltra at the time Assange was born. So here's a summary of findings from 75 to 87, 1975, 1987. Negligent, unsafe, unethical, and unlawful. This had to do with their psych ward. Commission of Inquiry, the care and treatment of patients in the psychiatric unit of the Townsville General Hospital. Large doses of psychotropic medication were often administered inappropriately and should never have been used in the treatment of psychiatric illness. So at the Townsville General Hospital, the resident medical officer faked his credentials. He had no training, and his lack of credible clinical judgment soon became apparent. They say no one from Townsville Hospital was even aware of the deception until November 2002, and staff waited until 2003 to contact the police. In 2003, the hospital management advised the police that it did not want to press charges against the bogus doctor. So you can see that, they were torturing people, and the psych ward in the hospital Assange was born in, at the time he was born, faking their credentials. The doctors and the hospital wouldn't even press charges against the bogus doctor. So you ask, well, how do you know it was CIA MK Ultra? Because that's who was over there, United States Army in Townsville at that time, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. This. Eventually, Julian's family settled on the outskirts of Melbourne in Emerald and then Tacoma. Says Assange fell in love with a 16-year-old girl, Teresa, whom he had met through a program for gifted child. So if there were somebody named Teresa, she was also CIA MKUltra, because that's what the gifted child program is, and we're going to look at that closer in just a moment. Here again, when Assange was 13 or 14, so we know he was in the cult at that time. They said his mother rented a house across the street from an electronic shop, and Assange started working there. Attended a program for gifted children in Melbourne. He said he acquired an introverted and emotionally disturbed girlfriend. So they must have both been MK Ultra if she even existed. We don't even know if she did. There's no evidence. More about Assange completing a gifted child program at University of Melbourne. Now, DARPA is also at University of Melbourne, and we know Assange got his DARPA training funded by Bush. They say he attended a bunch of schools, but there's no evidence of that either. It was all just a cover up for CIA's MK Ultra gifted The gifted child program is MK Ultra. Just another article saying that he was accepted into a gifted child program despite never having finished high school. They're talking about him traveling from state to state, school to school. I think at one time they said he had 37 different schools. But again, nothing is true about that. It was all CAA, MK Ultra. It was all Royal Australian Air Force Intelligence. It was all a cover up. Just another article blurb. Assange completed a gifted child program at University of Melbourne despite never spending more than one full year in a classroom as he followed his mother around the country. Here we're going to look a little bit more at how the CIA uses the gifted child program. The true story of a child prodigy in the shadow of the CIA. Los Angeles Times. McClung was caught and his equipment confiscated, but not before he overheard one of the observers say, "The agency's got over 200 scientists, but most of them have been in the bullpen for 20 years. They're stale. These kids are pure. They're liable to come up with things our people have never thought of." And I just want to say that at this time that my dad was Fort Belvoir, U.S. Army. And I remember when I was about 8 years old, they came to my house and they wanted to put me in the gifted child program, but they would have taken me away from my family, away from my school, and my mom just wouldn't have it. But they wanted to do that. They said I was a genius at age 8, and they just wanted to take me. My dad probably didn't either, even though he was a U.S. Army Fort Belvoir, had no idea that it was CIA who had come for me. Of course, I never went. All right, about a decade later, while working for a Silicon Valley weapons contractor, McClung sees a near replica of his body-hugging neoprene eavesdropper in a classified CIA catalog illustrating surveillance equipment available to operatives. The mysterious visitors of his school days, he discovers, were actually government agents scouting out promising spy technologies as well as bright kids for possible CIA recruitment. So that's what happened to me, and that's what happened to Assange. Of course, I think he was born in it, right? Because his mom's not his mom, his dad's not his dad. His brother, Gabriel Shipton, is obviously not his brother. He wasn't even around for the first 10 years of Assange's drama. And Gabriel's an actor, just like Stella's mom is an actress. Stella's brother is an actor. These are all people who admit they're actors. And Christine Assange was an actress. So this is the last slide I'm going to show you. This is an article Rupert Murdoch put out. Again, everybody, WikiLeaks is Rothschild, Soros, and Murdoch. Rothschild of City of London Corporation with Rothschild Intelligence, who heads Mossad, CIA, and MI6, and the rest of the world with their $50 trillion in offshore accounts. But so this is Christine Assange, and it's an article that Rupert Murdoch put out. He put out a lot of the exclusives about WikiLeaks and Pam and Murdoch, Rothschild's partner at Genie Energy, with CIA Director Robert James Wolseley. That's who runs WikiLeaks, Wolseley. See, Wolseley was Trump's advisor. He was head of CIA under Clinton. Wolseley is the guy that heads WikiLeaks. And Wolseley was Snowden's boss, and Wolseley was the guy who supposedly busted Assange in 1993. But then Assange is back in the United States in 1998 wearing US Army duds. We see that. And then he was back again to leak collateral murder video and then just flew out after he leaked it. Assange funded, sorry, Bush funded Assange's DARPA training. We saw that. Assange was working with Sandia National Laboratories. But anyway, so Christine Assange put this picture out trying to make everybody believe that was boy Julian. It wasn't. That little baby is the same little white-haired cult baby that Julian Assange is holding. It's the same little baby. So there are no photos of Christine Assange with boy Julian, and no photos of Shipton with boy Julian, no photos of Gabriel Shipton with boy Jul with Julian at all. Sorry, no photos of either Shipton ever with Julian Assange. Not boy, not grown up. No photos exist of John or Gabriel Shipton with Assange. And that's the story of Assange. Born and raised in CIA's The Family Cult, gifted child program. That's why, Pam Anderson, who works for Murdoch, had to fake that lap photo. Because they put it out after he was silenced. He defected the CIA. Nobody's seen Christine Assange in 10 years in public. And the locals say that she still hangs out in the hills where the family cult is. Royal Australian Air Force intelligence tied to Latham and Casey, intelligence. And the family cult with their roots are in City of London, tied to Rothschild with Balfour. This is who these people are. So I hope you, I was going to say hope you enjoy that, but I don't know. I hope you find that as interesting as I did. Thanks for listening.